The question is, what's your favorite food?
I really like apples.
Sushi. Rebecca. Broccoli and cheese.
Strawberries.
Sam.
Peanut butter sandwiches.
Dessert. Any type of dessert.
Nick. Anything my mom has made.
Mike. Bobby.
Q and 5.
Peter.
Domino's Pizza.
Mark.
Grilled octopus.
Joe.
Slick and burn. Hot dogs, steak, potatoes.
Apples?
Apples.
Hannah.
Caramel apples.
Jordan.
Milk.
Yeah.
Iron sushi.
Eric.
Chocolate protein powder.
Probably yellowtail sashimi. Yeah, sushi. Awesome.
Ira.
Whale blubber. Raw.
Anything with peanut butter on it, pretty much.
Lobster bisque. Butter and cream and lobster.
Jonas.
Randall Creamery's really into cream ice cream.
Mm. Do we have quorum?
Yes.
So I call this meeting to order at 7:05 on September 30th, 2013. Okay, our next order of business is the approval of the minutes from September 23rd, which was last week's meeting. All in favor, or wait, are there any issues with the minutes? Any issues with the minutes? Any issues? Seeing none. All in favor of approving the minutes from last week, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Great. Minutes pass. Is there anyone here for community comment? Community comment? Anyone here for community comment? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to old business. Okay, so Co-President Timmons and I slightly forgot about the minutes from our first meeting. So, is there any discussion on the minutes from September 16th? Any discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we'll move to the vote. All in favor of approving the minutes from September 16th, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Great. Minutes are passed. Okay, and now I'll turn it over to our co-president, Timmons, for our Board of Trustees update.
So, our meeting went very, very well with Board of Trustees. There is a renewed vigor and sense of optimism within all of the board members, and they're very, very excited to hear from us about what's going on at the student level and in student life. They were very receptive to all the things we brought before them. We sent you a list of everything that we addressed. Some of the they asked us some questions. One of the board members approached us about an avenue to pursue dive renovations, so we'll be talking with him more in the coming weeks. And other than that, the board feels that in the future they might change the way in which it was set up. It was very much a speech. We talked to the board and told them what the students are concerned about, what's going on, and they would, with our approval, with our acceptance, want to make it a setting where it could be more of a conversation, and they could give input and say, how can we be helpful, how can we help you and the students in doing X, Y, and Z. And so they're going to talk about how they can format that for the structure for the future. But yeah, I'll open the floor to any questions or discussions. Are you?
Any questions or discussion? Ombudsperson Henriksen.
Was there any discussion on the internet situation?
You can just
answer. I can just answer. Okay. Yeah. There was, like I said, no, there was not really a discussion setting. They asked us questions, and so we tried to explain how, like, it's been very difficult in some of the residential areas, specifically in my experience, the residential areas are the worst. So, no, there wasn't really an extensive discussion on that.
Point of personal privilege, can we get the name sheet?
Sure.
Senator Ciotta.
I've got a question on the restoration slash renovation of any of the dorms slash buildings, specifically like sanitation, and what the board said on that.
I don't think they asked any question or gave us feedback about that point, but they seemed very receptive. Like, okay. There literally wasn't a point that we brought up where they went, don't know how I feel about that. They seem very open to making it known what their timeline is, what's realistic, when are things going to be renovated. So I was there discussion on it? No. But it sounded as though they understood why that would be a concern and that they're open to figuring out how that can be made more well-known.
Any other discussion? Discussion? Seeing none. Is there any other old business? Any other old business? Old business. Great. We'll close old business, and now we'll move on to new business. Our first item on the agenda for new business is the readership program. For those of you who are not familiar with what the readership program is, it's basically the program that supplies all the newspapers around campus for students specifically. Those newspapers aren't meant for your faculty or staff, but for students. I believe Senate pays for the readership program. Oh, Dean of Students.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yes. So Senate does pay for the readership program. And we were approached by this woman named Mary Couture, and she was wondering, last year we did a... Yes, correct. She's a representative of the readership program with USA Today, and she was wondering, last year we did this program where one USA Today newspaper was put in front of each dorm, or the first year dorms, and she was wondering if this was something that we would want to do again this year. Now, a couple things to note is that this is no additional charge for Student Senate, but senators will be asked to take these to the dorms and put them in front of all the dorm rooms. And then, anything else to add?
Yeah, so essentially it's like when you're at a hotel and the service puts paper right in front of your door. That's what happened. There's a label on it, and we could design whatever that label looks like so we could promote Student Senate or whatever we choose. I would imagine we would want to promote that Senate would want to promote Student Senate. But that would be up to whatever you decide. So like we said, free of charge, it would just be on senators' shoulders for making sure that they were delivered to the dorms and to the doors. It would be a one-time...
One-day
thing. Yeah, that's where we're at.
And it is to just the first-year dorms. we'll.
I think you can do it any way you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll open the floor up for discussion. Senator Nigro.
I more had a question about the regular leadership program in general. The New York Times have not been delivered on Mondays the entire semester, and I was wondering if you guys had any knowledge of why that had been happening.
My only thought is, are you sure that they haven't been delivered, or have you just...
The Fridays are still there.
Oh. No, I have no idea why that would be happening.
Then I would ask
will you yield
guys...
to our advisor?
Yes.
It would be a perfect thing for you guys to talk to Mary about Mary Ellen.
Great.
She would be the person who could take that
grade. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
I apologize. Senator Hare.
I'm asking how the opportunity came up with USA Today specifically. Can I put that in the paper? Can we put a new store in that?
Will you yield to our advisor?
So the readership program is coordinated by USA Today, and so like they're the ones that would in essence be interested in the self-promotion, and thus that would be why they would only offer to do that with their newspaper. They coordinate. You get to pick whatever newspapers with a limited grouping of possibilities. Are involved in the boxes, but there's a group that like does all of the coordination, all the hiring of people who deliver the papers, like they do all the online.
You still have the floor.
Oh, and I was going to say, I believe last year it was delivered to all the classes.
Okay, thank you. Are you Senator Hinnenkamp?
Yes, as one of the co-representatives, I would be very much in favor of this. Going through, I wouldn't mind the extra work if needed, if need be. I find the newspaper to be much more informative than most other publications today. So I think it's a good idea.
Senator Thayer?
So you mentioned free of charge. Free of charge is in each paper is free of charge then?
Free of charge, well, it
but
won't cost us
on.
Any more money.
Okay.
We're still paying for the readership program.
Just not for the added extra papers.
Right, for that day.
And then you mentioned one time, one day for the entire school year or semester?
It only happened once last.
Just one day this year.
Yeah.
Well, so far, we're assuming once this year.
Right. She hasn't indicated otherwise.
And then are you thinking the whole Senate body to be involved with the delivery or just the dorm reps?
I would encourage senators who are able to help out.
If Senate decides that's what they want to do, if this program was something they want to pursue.
Then are you looking for a normal early morning delivery before people wake up?
That's another, we haven't really talked about logistics yet, because we want to see, yes, Joe, will you yield to our advisor?
Yes.
So last year, the senators had to pick up the papers from the center and take them to the thing, and some senators did a really crappy job of doing that because the paper sat outside the student senate office the dean's student's office for several days, and then they got moved down to the student senate office where they sat for several more days. So my suggestion is you can't fall off the floor, and anything that you do would be a vast improvement over.
Also, I want to make sure I'm saying the name. Are we currently talking about the entire readership program as a whole or specifically this project?
Specifically, we'd like to keep it on this day, this project of putting one paper outside of each dorm room.
And I yield. Thank you.
Thank you. Controller Best.
I don't know if someone's not clicking up here, but could you just reiterate like how this is different from the everyday delivery?
So senators will take one copy of the paper and put it in front of each dorm room. So when residents, students wake up and they walk out, there will be a copy of USA Today, that'll be in front of each dorm room.
With a label.
With a label, which is different from sitting on the stands.
Gotcha. I yield.
Senator Hare.
I guess I think the question is just like, how much people, like, want to do it, like, on the Senate? Because, like, personally, I don't put much back in USA Today. I remember last year I didn't read it. I looked at the times for sources of material, and I know a lot of my residents didn't read it either. I came and picked up a couple bundles from the outside of the student's office because I delivered it to my floor and I delivered it, and it didn't seem to do much of my residents. But if you want to do it, I suggest partnering with Collegiate Fellows and doing it that way if you don't have enough people.
For information, are you looking for a motion on this?
Yeah. Yes. Diversity chair.
Would we be able to pick the day that it was done? Like, my concern would be that if we didn't time it very carefully, it might be when recycling bins are already overflowing. And I think if we wanted to do it and not have the paper just get thrown out, then we should time it like right after recycling bin that happened before we should. Empty.
Would you yield to
co-president
Timmons?
So I think that we're putting forward in that, do you want us to pursue this option? So like logistics, we can get into that as we go further down this road, but like, should we tell her, yes, Senate is interested in this, we think it's a good idea, or should we say, no, we're not interested in deal with logistics from that point on, because she kind of wants to know pretty soon whether she should be pursuing this or not. That kind of addresses what you're addressing.
Anything else, Diversity Chair?
I yield.
Senator Rasmussen?
First of all, I didn't hear Senator there. Was he asking if there was a motion or you're looking for a motion? Or?
Yes, I believe the question was, are you looking for a motion?
Okay.
And we had said yes.
With that, would you guys, is this something that you guys want to go back and tell her yes or no, or would you like this kind of charge to a committee to take care of, or?
I would entertain a motion to charge further looking into this area to the co-president.
So moved.
The second goes to Senator Hoppe. Is there discussion on the motion? Any discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of charging the co-presidents with further looking into this one-day readership program with Mary Ellen, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions?
Aye. Point of personal privilege, should this motion not be reworded to accurately reflect that which is being discussed on the floor currently? Instead of, and I quote, looking into this with Mary Ellen, end quote, should this not be reworded so as to stipulate exactly what is being taken care of?
I think we just voted on it, so I don't know if we can't amend it. Is that correct, Parliamentary?
It can be reconsidered.
So, but what I'm saying is the vote passed.
The vote passed.
The vote passed. So I want to say that officially.
And somebody can vote to reconsider if they just wanted to do it. I would agree.
Okay, so the vote passed. We'll move back to the speakers list under old business. Senator Kemp.
Okay, so I think what a previous speaker is like questioning is just the way you, a co-president had said the statement where we will look into it. And I thought as a whole, we had decided that we are going to charge the co-presidents to tell Mary Ellen that, yes, we want to go through this.
Okay.
Instead of looking into it, like, yes, we want to go through with this.
You have every right to amend them to reconsider.
Okay, so I would like to reconsider the motion to say the co-presidents are charged to tell Mary Ellen we will go through with this program.
Is there a second on the motion? Senator Schwichtenberg gets that. Any discussion on the motion? Discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, Senator Thayer.
Please restate the motion in its entirety.
You're just
it's just a
reconsider. You're not voting on the motion yet.
So
This is opening up.
But it's a motion to reconsider, correct?
Right. So you have to get a yes. You have to get a yes on the yes, we want to go back and we can talk about it, and then you can fix it.
I'd like to take the point of Quinn. I don't think we need to go back and change the motion. It's dirty, but it'll work.
Is that all, Senator Terry?
Yes, sir.
Any more discussion? Discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to vote. This needs a two-thirds majority vote. All in favor of passing the motion to reconsider, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay.
Nay.
Any abstentions? Divisions. Division has been called. This requires a two-thirds majority vote. So we will vote again, and when I... So, I apologize. Okay, all in favor of voting to reconsider the previous motion, please raise your placards now. Great. All opposed to reconsider, please raise your placards now. Any abstentions? Okay. The vote fails. So, we're back to the speakers list under old business. Senator Nigro.
Yield.
Any other old business? New business. I apologize. Oh, we're moving on then. We will move on to our public relations chair nomination. So, do you want to speak a little bit?
Sure. So the nominee we have brought to you tonight, and we apologize, we usually would have sent out a notification of who our nomination was, but given our timeline, we had to schedule interviews on this Sunday, and we didn't feel it was a smart move to send that out, that information out before the nominee, the applicants themselves, would have discovered their nomination status. So we have brought forward Adam Larson. He's a senior philosophy major. He's sitting in the back of the room there. As our nominee, he is a transfer student from Bemidji State University, transferred here last year. At Bemidji, he worked in their career services office, where he managed all of their poster making and kind of all of their signage. He founded a Nordic skiing club at Bemidji, and here at Gustavus, he has founded the cycling club, where he's very enthusiastic, very excited, wants to figure out ways to give back and to boost communication. And with that, I think we will let our nominee, Larson, speak to the Senate.
Yeah, I'm like Matt said, I'm a senior philosophy major from Ann Arbor, Minnesota. Transferred here last year and pretty excited to be here. I really fall in love with Gustavus and if I get more involved on campus. I see some friendly faces around here. Glad to know you a little better. So, yeah, I'd like to do the best I can and give as much as I can to the ER chair if I am or if it works out. So.
I will now open the floor for any questions for our nominee. May I see the speakers list, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Senator Vogel.
Hello. I was just kind of wondering what your time commitment my area is this semester, next semester, if you feel like you've been too busy already.
Yeah, I'm only involved in Epsilon Pi Alpha fraternity and starting the cycling club, and there's only about a month left of the cycling club really going right. It's really busy about two or three times a week, so and they have weekly meetings with Epsilon Pi Alpha fraternity on Sunday nights, and maybe a few things here and there, but nothing too overextended for time commitment. This whole year, so.
Are there any questions for our nominee? Questions? Questions? Seeing none, I'll ask our nominee to please leave the room at this time.
I was leaving.
Okay. Okay, I will open the floor for discussion on the nominee. Any discussion? Discussion? Senator Vogel.
Sure. Well, he seems nice. I haven't met him yet so far on campus. I feel like this is kind of a really big position, and we should probably be discussing him if we do know him. I'm sure there's a few people around here that do, given his recruiting stats. But I think it's pretty cool that he's dug in deep so far, creating a club, and meets people. I'd like to see him.
Controller Best.
Mr. Larson happened to live across the hall from myself and the ombudsman last year, and he's actually a really cool dude. Laid back, he's very dedicated to what he does, and really just a cool guy to be around. So.
Student and Academic Affairs Chair.
I would just like to say that last year I had the opportunity to be in a extremely writing intensive philosophy class with the nominee, and I will have to say that his communication skills and writing skills and just wordsmithing skills are, in my opinion, unparalleled. Mm-hmm. Personally, I can't think of anyone better for the position.
Senator Ciara.
I just like to say when Co-President Timmons was speaking him up, he said he's also on the at his previous college, he was on the poster board, or he. I think that's going to be a big for what he's going to do with us, or what we're actually going to vote on for him to do. So I think he'd be a great fit.
Is there any discussion regarding the nominee? Discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. We need a two-thirds majority vote for this vote. All in favor of approving the nominee for the Public Relations Chair, please signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Any abstentions? Vote passes. Thank you, Adam. You are now our PR chair.
Thank you.
Congratulations. And welcome to Senate. Okay, now that we're done with public relations, we'll be moving on to the Ethics Committee. Ombudsperson, would you like to speak?
Please. As the ombudsperson, I've received six applications for the positions available on Ethics Committee. Of those six, I've had the privilege of reviewing some fantastic material, and I realize we have some stellar, outstanding individuals in this room. That said, it was a difficult choice, but I have made my choice and come up with my two nominees who happen to both be sitting in the same row, Senator Sam Laffey and Senator Jordan Wiest. I do officially nominate these individuals for membership on the Ethics Committee.
So, Senator Hoppe, Senator Wiest, would you like to say something about yourself? Obviously, one at a time, preferably.
Sure. I guess, yeah, I'm interested in the Ethics Committee. I think it's going to be a good way to kind of review what's going on with people on campus, kind of gives us a chance to give some fair thoughts on different things that go on, and I'm looking forward to doing my best with you if everything works out.
Sure. This will be my, this would be my third year on Ethics Committee. I've enjoyed working with bylaws. I enjoyed working with stuff in the legal mindset. I'm also a philosophy major, so I enjoy talking ethics. I mean, it's pretty similar. And then just with it, I love chairing this. I would love sitting on this committee and being a part of it and working to maintain the bylaws and maintain the ethical standard of Student Senate.
Are there any questions for the nominees? Senator Thayer.
This is directed to Senator Wiest.
Yes.
Have you read the bylaws or constitution?
No.
It's directed to Senator Hoppe. Have you read the constitution or bylaws?
I have, but it's been about a year, I think. So I have, but.
Both of you mentioned being interested in working with the constitution and bylaws. Would you be willing to go down tonight, read through the constitution and bylaws, and
identified any inaccuracies?
I would. I have time after 11 o'clock and before 8 o'clock, so yeah.
I would too. I have a class at 8:30, but yes.
Oh, bad.
You'll
start for you.
It's okay.
Are there any other questions for the nominees? Questions for the nominees? Questions for the nominees? Seeing none, I would respectfully ask that both of our nominees step out of the room. Thank you, senators. Is there any discussion regarding the nominees? Senator Ciara.
Going along with the previous senator, what he was asking, I think it'd be, if you do nominate them, we should make it a mandatory that they do read the bylaws and the Constitution.
Senator Berkey. Ombudsman Hendrickson.
I was just going to speak. I have a difficult time speaking to an individual's character to their face. However, in this case, I would like to point out Senator Hoppe and I have been on the committee since I've been the ombudsman. And he and I have worked through several issues together, along with other members of the committee who have unfortunately come and passed. And I think that his knowledge only serves to further aid the Ethics Committee in our mission of maintaining ethics, reviewing the Constitution and the bylaws, and performing any other directives as placed by the Senate. As for Senator Wiest, he is what I would call fresh meat. And for that reason, we have currently the mind that can be molded in such a fashion so as to introduce an individual to the workings of the Senate, to the workings of the Constitution and our bylaws. And I think this is a unique opportunity for us. We haven't had that before. I haven't since I've been an ombudsman, which is been a year and a half now. So that said, if there are any other questions regarding my nomination of these individuals, I certainly welcome those, but that's all I have.
Senator Nigro.
Yeah, I would just like to speak for Senator Hoppe and say that he's served on both on the Ethics Committee, as far as I remember, as both a student and a senator, and I think that's tremendous. And as for Senator Wiest, I think it's great to get them while they're young.
Point of personal privilege, may I ask that we differentiate the two nominees and have them appointed separately?
Yes. Any more discussion regarding the nominees? Discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. We will first be voting on approving Senator Wiest. All in favor of approving the nominee of Senator Wiest, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Vote passes. Now we'll move to the vote to approve Senator Hoppe. All in favor of approving the nominee, Senator Hoppe, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, the vote passes. Thank you, both senators. You have been instated into the Ethics Committee. Congratulations. So, we will now move on to Finance Committee.
Oh, we're moving on to you. Would you like to speak?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm having a time. So, me and Eric went through 6 applications for our student at large positions, which is only 2 positions. We selected 2 candidates, both juniors. Susan and Mia, they're both political, social science, and financial science majors, correct? Yeah. we really emphasize the fact that they have past experience with budgeting, with knowing how to be open-minded, how to be tolerant, especially in the finance committee. That's something we kind of need, someone to be open-minded, someone that's going to be tolerant with six other individuals, as well as 86 student orgs. I'll talk about Yula first. She was on finance committee 2 years ago. She has shown the commitment, the passion, everything that has to be as a finance committee member. And then Steve would be new to our finance committee. He has had past experience working for the alumni office, doing the flyaway program, so he's dealt a lot with, you know, high profile budgets, as well as, you know, finance economic major, so he has to do a lot with budgeting. Eric, anything else?
I think the one point that still needs to be touched on is the fact that these people can need to be open-minded and tolerant, and that's one aspect that Jenna and I actively sought out in this process, and we saw that quality in both of these candidates, which led to our nomination of them.
So I'll let them speak a little bit about this.
Yeah, I'm Steve. First off, thanks for giving me the opportunity to stand up here and in front of you. I'm a financial economics major, and I just kind of want to get a little bit more involved on campus. And Janet sent the email out for the finance committee applications, read the description, it sounded like something I absolutely want to be a part of. With that sort of finance background and in the admission office, where we deal with a $10,000 to $20,000 budget with our fly-in program, I do have experience with the just selection and allotment of pretty significant amount of fun. So yeah, I think it'd be an awesome experience. I would be open-minded and not be partial to any group over another. So yeah, I'm just extremely the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, so my name is Spirit. I'm also computer organization on the finance committee. And because I was like in the student senate in my first year here and I'm a junior. So I was really involved, like I really enjoy my time in the finance committee. I've got to learn a lot, but generally I feel it's more like a learning process. But I'm still hoping to like devote myself to this committee, you know, more like, you know, deeper and more general ways. That's why I want to apply again. And yeah, I think like open mindedness is very important. And I was also involved with a lot of like student orgs on campus, which are, you know, for example, like International Culture Club, also not a UN, which are kind of like very diverse, but.
So now I'll open the floor for questions for our nominees. Are there any questions? Senator Hoppe.
sometimes on the finance committee, you have to basically tell groups that you can't fund them for whatever reason. Have you ever had experience like that where you've had to tell somebody that you can't help them or that you can't fund the money, I guess, or any sort of similar situation like that? And like, how would you handle that if that came up? Yeah, both of you.
I mean, that's just kind of part of life, I guess, is you can't always help everyone with everything, and we'd obviously be, again, very understanding with them and explain to them that it just isn't going to work this way or that. Maybe work next year with them and see if these funds are available at some point for them. Explain where the funds are going, maybe that it will benefit you, even if it's not directly. I'm assuming that where we are putting them is for the best interest of all students on campus, not necessarily one group or another.
I just want to say, because I really understand, like, every group wants to have a really good activity, and if you want to really have a good activity, you enjoy it in money. But the problem is that we don't really have, like, we have a really limited budget, and we have to have, like, really fair selection for all the groups on campus, so we have to follow those guidelines and rules. But I would also give advice to those groups that don't really have enough money, like, they can't actually ask help for those departments on campus, because besides Student Senate, we would have, like, campus acting support and other inclusive society, and also other academic departments. So we can actually like co-sponsor and committee together, or work together.
Yeah. Are there any other questions for the nominees? Questions for the nominees? Seeing none, I respectfully ask both of our nominees to please exit the room. Thank you very much. I now open the floor for discussion regarding the nominees. And for the sake of discussion, we will name the nominees nominee Yin and nominee Elvin. Iden. I apologize. Ombudsperson Henriksen.
Yes, I had the pleasure of serving with nominee Yin on Senate. She was the international student, and she was an outstanding senator from the get-go, one of the most vocal individuals on Senate, believe it or not. Don't let her demeanor fool you. I am also currently taking a poli-sci class with her, and she's all around a stand-up individual, academically, personally, socially, any other way you can come up with. And I think that she does possess, I think she is of the caliber that we're looking for when it comes to Finance Committee and the individuals therein. I think she would make a fantastic member, and I have the Senate votes for her. That's all.
Is there any more discussion regarding the nominees? Discussion? Discussion. Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. All in favor of approving nominee Yin to the Finance Committee as a student at large, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions? Nominee is approved. All in favor of approving nominee Aiden?
Aiden.
Nominee Aiden for a student at large position on Finance Committee, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Abstentions. Nominee approved. Awesome. Thank you, Steve and Yue. You both have been approved to serve on the Finance Committee, and we're very excited to have you. I'm sure our finance chair will have some more information for you. Thank you for coming tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So we will return to Finance Committee.
So thank you for approving us two student at larges. That's not enough to make a committee, as it turns out. Our constitution says that we need six members of our committee, four of whom need to be senators. Janet has received three applications from senators to serve on our committee. That's kind of disheartening, because finance and funding groups is one of the most important things that we do as a Senate. So that being said, thank you to those of you who have applied. I greatly appreciate that. To those who are kind of timid about it or are thinking about it, please do. I'd like to see at least three more applications so we can make a well-rounded choice for our four senators. There's no timeline. Because we've had to extend the deadline like four times already. So please apply if you feel like it or are kind of interested. If you have questions, feel free to either talk to the finance chair or I about it. Just please help us out. It's one of the most important things we do. So we really need to have enough people to form a committee. So thanks.
Would you?
Yeah, go ahead.
In your mind, would you feel constitutional holding a committee meeting without four senators?
Absolutely not.
Good to know.
Thank you. So, I think that will close finance. Is there any other new business? I shall defer to the speakers list. Co-President Timmons.
So I'm actually going to pass the torch off to our ombudsperson. There was a severe issue found within our constitution and bylaws this weekend, and he'll inform you a bit more about what the problem is. It has to do with our committee credits and the language pertaining to what our committees actually are, as far as what our standing committees are and what our ad hoc committees are. But I'll hand the floor off.
I thank the chair. ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, we've run into an unforeseen issue, and that is we simply do not have enough committee credits to offer in order that each senator fulfill their requirement of holding three committee credits during their tenure in Senate. A few other ways around this have been brought up. Nothing super successful other than that. After consulting with the parliamentarian, and yes, I have my phone out, I apologize, but I needed to reference the biggest issue is that we need to suspend the Constitution. And I hate to say that. I really do.
Point of information, a portion of the Constitution?
Yes.
Not the entire Constitution.
Do I not retain the floor?
Yes.
Therefore, I would entertain a motion to suspend Article 7, Section 3 of the Constitution for the duration of the academic year. Ad hoc committees created by the Senate with a majority vote shall be created to address specific issues. A maximum of 5 senators may serve on an ad hoc committee. That leaves us with too many outstanding credits. We simply don't have enough committees at the present time for each one of you individuals to maintain your three committees, your three committee credits. So what this will do is it will get rid of the 5-member rule that stipulates that no more than 5 senators may serve on a committee. That way we can have 6, 7, 8 senators on a committee so that individuals can get their credits. Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, we simply do not have a way to make our Constitution, I guess, feasible at this time, especially this portion here. I defer to the co-president.
The problem, and correct me if I'm saying this improperly, is that we discovered that the language regarding what committees are standing and what aren't is a little muddled, and so there isn't really clear language that specifies the committee chairs that are sitting in this room, but diversity, student, academic, PR, health and housing. There isn't specific language that says that they are standing committees, which means that they could be ad hoc committees. And based on the way the Constitution has it written out, that's basically the only way we can interpret it at this point. And with that means that all of those committees could then, under our current Constitution, only have 5 committee members. But because in our bylaws, every senator has to be on 3 committees, that does not offer enough committee credits for all senators to satisfy the bylaw and also be satisfying the constitutional requirement at the same time.
That said, our controller did just mention that the finance committee is still looking for individuals to gain 2 committee credits for taking part in the finance committee this year. There is a reason why that pot is sweetened in such a fashion, because it is a little more of a time commitment. So that's one way of getting, I guess, attempting to get to get around this issue. I mean, it's already in place, so we're not really doing anything else. But on top of that, I mean, it's very, very basic. It's not going to deny us constitutional privilege. All it's going to do is momentarily suspend until the spring election, when we can amend the Constitution. It's going to suspend that portion of the Constitution, which stipulates the 5 committee credits. Or the 5-member maximum on a committee. So once in the spring, when we have our elections for the co-presidents, and when we have constitutional changes, when we do it, that's when we'll bring this up, of course, with Senate direction, and it will be taken care of from there.
Great. Thank you, along with President and Co-President Timmons. Senator Thayer.
Well, this is out of left field. I'm not prepared to speak on this topic. I yield.
Senator Ciotta. I mean,
yes, technically, just
technically there's no motion or charge on the floor. Jonas.
Clearly, this is something that you have to get fixed because you all need to get on committees and get to working. Working kind of doesn't happen without being on committees. Two, is there any reason why you're suggesting to change the number of senators on committees rather than the number of committees that senators have to be on? So why not have two committee credits instead of three committee credits?
Could do that, or we could just allow more senators to sit on a certain committee. I mean, either way, it's going to accomplish the same
thing. Which is easier to fix that, or to break the bylaw or break the constitution? Mm-hmm. I don't know the answer to that.
No, I mean, we could spend, I think, is the point. And I mean, it's, we're coming into now, I'm sorry, I'm not standing, I apologize. We're coming into now an issue where, it's getting to be fall, it's getting to be finance season, it's getting to be bylaw season. We're getting to the point now where we need to start making changes, we need to start finding things. There are certain senators in this room and myself who are not very happy with the way things are at the moment. I did my darndest last year to change some things, but apparently it wasn't enough. I have two new individuals on the ethics committee right now, and I am appreciative thereof. So this is something we're going to try and tackle, but in the meantime, we do need this a very visible fix we need now, in my opinion. And I do understand where you're going with the with changing that. And I've discussed this with the parliamentarian. Where does it weigh as far as suspending the Constitution or violating bylaw? I mean, the Constitution, of course, is the greater two, and we're aware of that. But this is something that's going to need to be changed anyway. So we might as well put it into force at this time. That's my opinion. We might as well put it into effect now so that it is standing policy come spring. So it's really not going to do anything when we do change this. And that is certainly the intent of my committee, even though they don't know it yet. That's going to be number one on the priorities list.
Also, it mathematically still does not work out if we suspend the bylaw or like change. You'd have to get it down to where they only need one committee credit in order for it to work out.
And my second question is, where are we at with the math on remembering that finance is two credits?
So there's eight credits that are taken up for finance. There's two for the Senate positions on ethics committee. So with this, with 20 senators, I think, is what we have. That's 60 total credits that need to be fulfilled. Subtract off the 10 from finance and ethics combined, remains 50.
And you won't count down those? So you're saying none of the ad hoc committees count?
Well, I'm getting to that point. Right. So the five ad hoc committees that we have currently, how it's set up is that you can have five on each, so that's 25 then credits subtracted away from our remaining 50, so there's 25 credits that still need to be filled somehow. So mathematically, we would need to suspend this article.
Thank you. Oh, I yield to Joe.
Are we also counting faculty committees as well as board trustees committees that are appointed by this body?
No.
Because those in past years
some senators serve on those.
Correct. And in past years, some senators have been awarded committee credits for serving on those committees.
That is true. And I yield the floor.
Great. Senator Nigro.
I would ask either the ombudsman or the co-president to state the motion they're entertaining.
I would entertain a motion. Again, I beg the Senate's pardon for breaking my own rule. I'd entertain a motion to suspend Article 7, Section 3 of the Student Senate Constitution for the duration of this academic year, or until it may be amended as such.
So moved.
Oh, sorry, the motion has been moved. Second goes to Vogel. Any discussion on the motion? I believe that goes to Diversity Chair Richardson.
Would an alternative to doing this be to reconsider how committees are defined? Why these certain committees are defined as ad hoc when there are also committees that are more ad hoc, like the chairs and lighting one?
If I may, that is a discussion that we've had with the ombudsperson, and that we feel, as co-presidents, we believe that our chairs, we had assumed that our chairs were standing committees, so they did not have a 5-member maximum. Upon looking in the Constitution closer, we realized that the only standing committees that are specifically determined are finance and ethics. So that suggests that all other committees are ad hoc committees. So we have charged the ombudsperson with his ethics committee creating new verbiage regarding standing committees and ad hoc committees.
You still have the
floor. Yeah, I
do. The issue is that we can't do an immediate address of down that avenue, like approaching it from that. That's a possible end solution. But as far as addressing it right now, we can't. There's no way that we can do that. What we can do is we can suspend one of the problems. If the bylaws and the Constitution are in conflict with one another, we have to suspend one of the other, essentially, in order to not be in this limbo of unconstitutionality.
Okay, Ombudsperson Henriksen.
I would just like to point out that this, there is a certain gravity that comes with this, suspending the Constitution. Yeah, it kind of gives me weak knees, not going to lie. So I would just like to reiterate that, of course, this is a 2/3 majority vote, and I would also recommend for a senator, I will not entertain a motion, but I would recommend for a senator to call for a roll call vote. That's all I have.
Senator Vogel?
Well, I would first start by suggesting that we do a roll call vote. I would ask that we do that. And I think that this sounds like something we do need to get done now and take care of this so we can start getting stuff done within our committees and have people in those committees that might be excluded without this motion. So, let's do it.
Senator Berkey. Is there any other discussion regarding the motion to suspend? Senator Kemp.
You're suspending just this section and not...
Yes, the motion is to suspend Article 7. Section 3.
It's just how it's been said through discussion, so I just want to make it evident that it's just the section.
Anything else, Senator?
No.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion regarding the motion to suspend? Senator Wiest.
So just one. So we'd be reconsidering this part of the Constitution sometime in the spring? Or this is something we'll talk about in the next session?
Doesn't your bylaws say fall?
Yeah.
It's within the fall.
We need to come up with it in the fall, and it'll be added to the constitutional map, the spring map.
Thank you.
Is there any other discussion regarding the motion? Discussion? Ombudsperson.
might want a little more discussion, everybody.
Is there any other discussion? Senator Hoppe.
I will add some discussion. I think that while we do need to be careful about setting our own constitution, we're only doing a part of it, and I trust that we're not going to go too power crazy and just suspend everything. So I think, quite personally, I think that we should be able to trust ourselves and just know that this is an extreme circumstance and not a...
Would you yield the floor to Parliamentarian Marino?
Sure.
I would like to point out that a motion to suspend the rules is not valid.
Oh. Thank you. So that ends discussion.
Oh. Cool.
Thank you, Parliamentarian. So, roll call vote has been asked for. We will proceed with a roll call vote upon the motion to suspend Article 7, Section 3 of the Student Senate Constitution. Administrative Director, you may begin.
Andrew.
I abstain.
I just have to vote.
Just ask your question.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
So you're saying yes if you want to suspend the Constitution section, and you're saying no if you don't want.
If you want to leave it as is.
Yes.
Courtney. Yes. Rebecca. John.
Yes.
Sam.
Affirmative.
Katie.
Aye.
Nick.
Aye.
Mike. Bobby.
Aye.
Rick.
Aye.
Peter.
Aye.
Mark.
Aye.
Joe.
Aye.
Hannah.
Aye.
Jordan.
Aye.
Jana.
Aye.
Motion passes. Great. Thank you, everyone. That really helps us out with committee credits. So I believe we will move back to new business. Speakers list. I believe we have a speaker's list. Senator Nigro.
Yield.
Senator Hoppe.
Oh, yield.
Diversity Chair.
Yield.
Senator Thayer.
Which committee is in charge of the leadership program?
Yield.
What's your yield?
There is none.
I am.
So just as a comment to the leadership program, and I know we switched from the machine where you had to use your ID to the open bins, I don't know what you want to call it, shelf, whatever. And understand that if you remove a paper and then they come back and count it, then we're charged for that paper missing. If you put the paper back, then technically we're not charged for that paper, even though it's kind of morally up to you. I've been noticing a lot of people, especially with the Board of Trustees on campus, a lot of them are taking papers, and I know they give a lot to this college and such, but the papers are paid for by the students for the students. And I really like to see, even though a lot of people don't read signs, I like to see more signs up saying students only, these are for students, students only, like a big sign, a really big sign on those things, because it comes down to bill dollars, and I'm really concerned about that. You don't see it.
If you charge it to a committee, I would recommend charging it to PR. I'm looking at you.
I'm not going to charge it because I don't want to take up discussion time on that. I think it's just a statement that I wanted to put in the minutes that there's this concern, and that if the PR chair would like to take that up, that'd be nice. I yield.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Rasmussen.
Going back to what we just voted on, did I hear right that has been charged to the Ethics Committee to look into ways to fix?
As co-presidents, we've charged it, but not within a full Senate meeting.
Senate hasn't charged
it. Yeah, because it's been addressed to the honest person, because he chairs the Ethics Committee, he will use the ethics committee to convene and discuss what is the best way to address it. So charging, like, sorry if charging was creating a disconnect.
We have established it as the core.
Senator Ciotta.
I brought this up last week, but I think it's an important issue. Restoration slash renovation of in the dorms, or even just sanitation, specifically Euler, which I am the senator for. The showers are extremely unsanitary. And I was just, it's more of a question, like what committee and or what can I do as the senator for my dorm do to somehow expedite the process of either A, getting it like a cleansing or like refurbishing, taking out tiles, putting in like the, it's like an all material type thing that they have in the other dorms, like putting in co-ed complex stuff and things like that, that it's easier to clean for the janitors as well. So I think that it's more like what or who can I ask or what can I do to speed the process up. So I think it's a pertinent issue that needs to be addressed as soon as possible.
Will you yield to?
Yes.
Okay. I would recommend, if you are looking to charge, charging it to Health and Housing Committee. Also, I would recommend working with Hall Council in doing so, and Residential Life. But you can do both of those within Health and Housing. Senator Hare. Any other new business? New business. Seeing none, we'll close new business and we'll move to announcements. First on our announcements, we have a little bit about committee expectations. All right, so I shall speak on committee expectations. So as co-presidents, we just wanna let our senators know that we expect you to be signed up on have three committee credits. If two of those credits are on finance, we understand that. But we both very strongly rely on the hard work that is done in committees, and we will be visiting committees. We will be checking in with you, making sure that you are attending, and our administrative director will be following up to make sure that you have three committee credits. Yes, Co-President Timmons.
Also, the beauty of committees is that these meetings go 20 times faster when committees can bring work forward and say, this is what the committee has decided, this is what all the senators that have equally been represented have decided, and we can discuss it, but so much of the work takes place in committees that I just encourage you, we need to get rolling on committees and start banging out some real terrific work.
So we're really excited and we're really looking forward to having you all, as senators, serve on our committees and doing some awesome work within Senate this year. But we just wanted to let you know formally within announcements that we do expect you to be signed up and to have three committee credits by now. Okay, we'll move to other announcements. Was that a
question? Yeah, it's kind of like a question. Yeah, it's a question. How do you know that you're on a committee that, how do you know that, like, not a committee, if we regard you?
Will you yield to co-president?
So with the confusion that the Constitution bylaws have created, we've been hesitant to direct chairs in their formation. Like, they have all their information, but now that we've decided that, there'll be some more concrete steps taken. Some committees have a lot of interest, and quite frankly, 11 senators on a committee isn't necessary. So they'll have to be doing some mixing and matching and making sure that all of our committees are full and functioning, working well. But that'll be very soon.
Okay, Ombudsperson, is this within committee expectations?
No.
Okay, so we shall close committee expectation. Were you about committee expectations?
Yes.
Okay.
I just really wanted a quick say that for whatever reason, if you are going to be having to miss a committee meeting, it is always respectful not only to the chair of whatever committee it is, as well as to your fellow senators,
to email the chair of the committee telling them of your absence. I know I personally will always understand and be as flexible as humanly possible, but it's always just nice to know where everybody is. So if you can make a point to do that, we would really
great. And with that, we'll close committee expectations and open it up to announcements. Ombudsperson, Senator Vogel.
Well, I guess I'll start that then. I personally really like motions. I'm really proud of how we've all kind of kicked off the year, but I think that discussion is nice. If you bring problems to the Senate, though, feel like it needs getting done, charge the committee, make a motion, and just go for it. There will be more discussion within committee, or they'll bring it back, so that's all I have to say. I like motions.
Ombudsperson Henriksen.
Two things. Number one, it's apparent to me that there are certain individuals who either aren't paying attention or don't know which way is right. And so, with due respect to the Senate, the parliamentarian and controller Best and I will be here next Monday at 6:30 in order to address parliamentary procedure. I would strongly recommend that individuals take advantage of this. As I said in my email, I wish that someone had taken the time to do this for me when I was a sophomore first-year senator. Please be there. Secondly, Ethics Committee, I love you. I'll meet you after this. That's all.
Great. Senator Nigro?
I'd just like to say good work, everybody. We got through pretty quickly, but I think there were some parts where we sort of slowed down. And the point of parliamentary procedure is to make us a well-oiled machine. So go to their things, pay attention, and when you're speaking, make sure you're not repeating someone else, and be brief.
Thank you. Finance Director.
I would like to thank everyone for your well-discussed nominations. There was a few. I'd just like to iterate that finance will be opening in that position again. I will give it a week. I really, 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 I can't emphasize how important finance is to the student body. We are affecting more than 3/4 of the student body. That includes every senator, class rep, as well as hall rep. Finance is probably what 1/3 of what students spend it does. So I really, really hope to get a position within the next week. Thank you.
Senator Hoppe.
I would just like to echo Senator Vogel's thoughts and sentiments with the motions and brings up before the Senate. However, I know that that if you are a new senator or an inexperienced senator, that you don't really know how to form a motion. But if you need some help with that, just come ask some of the older senators. Come ask. Or go to the thing at 6:30, as whispered to me by the ombudsperson. And so don't be afraid to ask one of us if you're having trouble with something or just want to ask if this is something good to bring before the Senate. So with that, good job.
Yay.
Any other announcements? Any other announcements?
Administrative Director.
Okay, some of you, I do not have your office hours yet, and I sent them an email, so if you have not sent those to me, you can do that.
Are there any other announcements? Announcements? Seeing none, I officially adjourn this meeting. Thank you.